They came from all across the country. But they are linked together from 2 days back in May. Three draft picks, all making a big impact with the Minnesota Vikings. From a defensive star to the starting quarterback and the spark plug running back.
You know, as the offseason went on, we realized, I think, as a team, that we had some pretty good players, you know, at those positions. And, you know, guys were forced into some roles. Obviously, Anthony's been a starter since day one, but, you know, the other guys were forced into some roles due to the injuries. But, you know, that's what this league's about.
There was little doubt Anthony Barr would have a big impact on the Vikings' defense, but few figured he would bring this much success so early on.
Coming along, you know, there's a lot of stuff I need to improve on, but I'm having a good time. I'm really enjoying it. I think I made some strides and just got to continue to try and get better.
He's done an excellent job. He's a really smart kid that picks up a lot of things really quickly. He's such a great athlete. He can do a lot of things that not a lot of people can do. And he's just been a tremendous guy to be around and to coach. And I think he's got the sky's the limit for him.
With 46 tackles and 2 sacks, Barr has been terrorizing opposing offenses all year long and has quickly made the transition from UCLA to the NFL. His play has been a big positive on a much-improved Vikings defense, and he's quickly exceeding expectations at such a young point in his NFL career.
You know, I was confident in myself, you know, in my abilities, and I knew if I was given the opportunity to play that I would be able to help the team. And so I think I'm doing so, and I just got to continue to do that.
While Anthony is helping guide the defense, two rookies are paying big dividends on offense. Running back Jerick McKinnon came to Minnesota from Georgia Southern and has stepped in to fill a big hole as the team's leading rusher.
I feel comfortable with doing a lot of different things, like Coach Turner has asked of me and the rest of the coaching staff. You know, anytime the coach asks me to do something, I'm going to do it the best that I can, you know, with whatever's best for the team and to help the team out first.
McKinnon takes the handoffs from a fellow rookie, quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, guiding the team underneath center.
I knew that, you know, he had the physical abilities to play, but, you know, he's got a real steady demeanor out there on the game day. And then just confidence, you know, he feels like, you know, we call play and he's going to make it work. And he projects that confidence. And, you know, the coaches and then his teammates kind of, you know, feel that as well.
Any rookie quarterback will see his fair share of ups and downs. There is no doubt the potential and upside is there with number 5.
It's a tough league, and you know defenses are going to make some plays. I mean, you know, even as a rookie, but even you look at some of these veteran quarterbacks that you know play really well, and then you know face a tough defense or get a tough matchup, and you know they'll struggle sometimes from week. And you know the one thing that I just say to Teddy is just, you know, your preparation and your confidence and your demeanor, everything, that can't change, you know. And you got to go out there every Sunday or every play anticipating it to have success. And then, you know, don't get too high or don't get too low and continue on and, you know, stay with the plan.
While the season may not have started the way they wanted, the Vikings have added another strong rookie class who have been called into service and have stepped up when needed. The play of these three rookies has been a big bright spot and brings plenty of hope for the future.